Make sure you're subscribed to Issues Etc. Type Issues Etc. in your podcast provider, hit that subscription button, and leave us a 5-star review. This will make it easier for other podcast listeners to find Issues Etc.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. While the abortion rate is falling and the number of total abortions in the United States is also falling, one form of abortion is on the rise. And it's as tragic as any other abortion, but it's also, in many ways, more nefarious. Chemical abortion or medicinal abortion or the abortion pills, there's several ways to go about it, are on the rise. And especially during COVID, there have been pushes to drop some of the restrictions that have been attached by the FDA to Mifeprex, one of those abortion pills, because, of course, women can't go see their doctors. And so why not just prescribe it online, no consultation necessary? We're going to talk about the abortion drug Mifeprex. Lila Rose joins us. She's president of Live Action. She's author of a recent column for The Federalist titled Abortion Pills Are So Dangerous to Women, the FDA Should Yank Them from the Market. Lila, welcome to Issues Etc.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be on.
What is Mifeprex and why do doctors prescribe it to women?
Sure. So Mifeprex is a drug in an abortion, at-home abortion regimen. So there's two drugs that women are given. The first drug is called Mifeprex, and this is a lethal drug. So it's actually designed to kill a developing baby in the first trimester. So this is designed to starve that child. So it's after the baby, the embryo has implanted in the mother's uterus, the lining of her uterus. And at this point, the baby's heart is already beating. Brain waves are already firing. The baby has growing arms and legs. The jawbone is starting to develop and connect in the baby's face. And this Mifeprex drug targets the lining of the mother's uterus to basically starve the baby of the nutrients that he or she needs in order to grow and thrive. And it ultimately kills that baby, starves that baby to death of those nutrients, which would lead ultimately to an abortion and the end of that, the baby's life and that pregnancy.
What's been happening in the courts lately regarding Mifeprex?
So really bad news here. I mean, first of all, a little background here. The Food and Drug Administration under then-President Bill Clinton, who was a very pro-abortion president, fast-tracked this drug to market. So this is a lethal drug. Drugs should be designed to help heal, help people. This drug is designed to kill people. It's designed to kill preborn children and really horrific consequences for women, which I can get into in a moment. So it was fast-tracked by the FDA and made legal, but there were still some regulations that the FDA placed, the Food and Drug Administration placed on this lethal drug, as they're required to do on any drug that might be a risk. Well, what has just happened last month at the beginning of July is a federal judge, an Obama appointee, and the Obama administration was also very pro-abortion, actually lifted many of these regulations that were on Mifeprex, on this abortion drug, so that the abortion industry can send the pill, this deadly drug, directly to the home of women and girls without ever having seen them in the doctor's office. So without any ultrasound, without any check to see if the woman has something called an ectopic pregnancy, where the baby might be positioned in the woman's fallopian tube or somewhere else in her body, not the uterus. The problem with that, by the way, is if she were to take Mifeprex when she has an ectopic pregnancy, she can't tell because of the consequences of Mifeprex. There's a lot of bleeding, hemorrhaging, nausea, vomiting. Sometimes those are the same health adverse side effects that happen or health risks that happen with an ectopic pregnancy, which can be life-threatening, but there would be no way to detect the difference between the two. So that's just one example of the harm here. But ultimately, this means the abortion industry can continue to profit off the deaths of these children and send these drugs directly to women in their homes. Anyone could be ordering them online. All they need is a quick webcam interview with someone, and these drugs can be then sent to the woman or the girl's home, and she can be self-aborting in her bathroom, in her bedroom. If these are young or underage girls, they can be doing it. Their parents might not even be aware of this life ending and potentially life-threatening drug to the girl. And that's why this is such a huge concern for the pro-life community, not just the death to the child that these drugs cause, but the risks to women and girls.
Why are chemical abortions like this so important to the abortion industry?
It's a great question. I mean, the abortion industry expanded rapidly since Roe v. Wade, since the legalization of abortion through the Supreme Court in 1973. But I think this represents the pushing of Mifeprex and the abortion drug represents, I would say, the second largest expansion of the abortion industry since Roe v. Wade, since it was legalized, abortion was legalized. And that's because the abortion industry wants to use a good technology, telemedicine, for a nefarious purpose, which is to get more abortions to be sold and to get more women to abort. And so it, for them to not have regulations that they have to follow, for the FDA to lift some of these regulations because this district judge ordered them to do it. So this was not coming from the FDA. The judge ordered them to do it because the abortion industry ultimately sued for this. They wanted the ability to directly send during this pandemic. They wanted to be able to send these drugs directly to women's homes. This is a huge expansion for them, and it's a way for them to ultimately sell more abortions. If a woman doesn't have to drive to an abortion clinic, she doesn't have to go through the procedure there, she just can get a pill in the mail, it makes it seem a lot easier, a lot more private. The reality is, these are deadly drugs for children, children with beating hearts, children with firing brainwaves, human beings whose lives are precious, sons and daughters, but they're also really dangerous for women. There have been thousands of adverse reactions because of the use of Mifeprex. And many of them go unreported. Even the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, says that many of the adverse effects, the consequences of this abortion drug to women, are not even reported. And the ones that are reported include 24 deaths. There have been 24 women, some of them very young girls. One of the girls, Holly, her parents didn't even know she took the drug. She was a teen girl in the state of California who has been killed. The girls who have been killed by the abortion drug, by Mifeprex. And so this is a very dangerous drug for women. They're basically forcing a miscarriage by taking them. They're bleeding. There could be hemorrhaging. There can be infection that can set in. And in every case, of course, it kills a human being. And there have been now over 4.5 million abortion pills that have been used to kill children since this drug came to the market. So what we're calling, not just the pro-life movement, but I think every person who cares about the safety and well-being of women, and of course has concern for human life, we're calling for the Food and Drug Administration to pull this lethal drug from the market. Drugs should not be killing people. They should not be causing such horrible side effects. They should be used to help heal, to help treat illnesses. Pregnancy is not an illness. A child is not a disease. A child is a gift. And this is a harm to women and their bodies, as it is also deadly to their children. So we're calling on the FDA to do their job, to fulfill their responsibility to protect public safety, which is one of their responsibilities as an entity working for the federal government and governing the use of a lot of drugs in our country, and to pull Mifeprex, this dangerous abortion pill, from the market.
Is the number of chemical abortions on the rise?
It absolutely is. It's a good question and important for people to see this in perspective because, again, the abortion industry is seeing this pandemic, COVID-19, as an opportunity to expand this already growing use of the drug. And this is because, again, it can be sent to people's homes. It's done in their home. Women assume the way it's marketed that it's just somehow easier this way. It's actually not. It can take weeks for the abortion pills to work on a woman's body and her baby's body, and can take weeks to have that woman actually expel all the pieces of the baby and the pregnancy tissue around the baby. So it's a really violent process that can take weeks and weeks of time where she's just bleeding. She can be bleeding in her car, obviously bleeding in her home, bleeding in unexpected cases. I mean, it's a really horrific experience. But nonetheless, this is what is being promoted as by the abortion industry as somehow a good thing for women, you know, a good discreet option. They often talk about it in terms of privacy. And so there have been increasingly more abortion pills used as opposed to what are called surgical abortions over the last, really, since it became widespread by the then Clinton administration. So it's increasing in use. And I think with the pandemic, the abortion industry is trying to make its increase in use even more dramatic.
So I want to talk about this marketing in terms of the discretion of it, or you can keep this secret, in essence. If we're talking about a woman who's trying to hide what she's doing from, say, a husband or a boyfriend, or tragically, a young girl who's trying to hide this situation from her parents. She's not only endangering herself with this drug, she doesn't completely understand what the side effects could mean for her or what the symptoms would mean. And she has even less incentive to go to someone, parents, husband, boyfriend, and report these symptoms and get proper treatment.
You're exactly right. I mean, the abortion industry often talks about mifepristone, the abortion pill, as some sort of a heavy period. They say you take this pill, you take the second pill, this pill regimen, and it's like you're going to have a very heavy period, and that's what the abortion is. And so therefore, you can basically mislead the people around you and say, I'm just having a heavy period, or I'm just not feeling well. That's not the case. We're talking sometimes weeks upon weeks of bleeding. We're talking tremendous amounts of bleeding accompanied with nausea, sometimes fever, vomiting. Sometimes the side effects are even worse, like hemorrhaging or infection. And we're also talking about seeing your baby. I mean, in many cases, the woman, because she's expelling her fetus, a baby that is sometimes a few inches long, and you can see discernible body parts. You can see the little baby's face. You can see the arms and the legs. And that in and of itself, horrifically traumatic and incredibly painful. And so the whole marketing push by the abortion industry is incredibly deceptive and completely refuses to acknowledge the woman's fear and pain and the trauma of the entire procedure that she endures, and the dangers, the additional dangers for her. So while it's being marketed to women, and one other thing I'll say here too, well, it's being marketed to women. A lot of women are undergoing this horrific abortion drug, and their children are being killed by it. They don't really talk about it afterwards, many women. I mean, we've worked actually with a number of women who bravely have shared their stories, but most women who take the abortion pill don't talk about the trauma. They won't share the incredible pain that they endured, or seeing their baby in the toilet or in their hand in a mass of blood. They won't talk about these graphic details because there's so much guilt and shame that compounds this very traumatic experience that they had where they were aborting their child. And the abortion industry exploits that. I mean, they know that when they've got a woman to buy an abortion from them, or a vulnerable girl, and to undergo it, they've got them as part of this group of other women who feel shame and trauma, and who will therefore be part of the silence that will enable the abortion industry to continue to mislead women and girls. And one other note here to make too is this is an enabling of abusers as well, because if you're an abuser of a young girl and she gets pregnant, and unfortunately this is a horrific aspect of abortion where a lot of abortion victims, I'm talking about not just the baby, but the woman or the girl, are abuse victims first before they become pregnant. And when an abuser gets his victim pregnant, he doesn't want to have to deal with the pregnancy, of course. It's a sign of his abuse, so he's going to want to end that pregnancy, kill that baby. But he also doesn't want to have to engage with an abortion clinic. He doesn't want to have to, there's too many risks involved. And so he wants to make it go away. And this is the same with traffickers, human traffickers. So the abortion pill is a great tool of choice for traffickers and abusers, because they don't even have to take their victim in a car and to drive them to a clinic. They can just order a pill to the house and force them to take it. And there's actually some really awful stories in the news about boyfriends, deadbeat boyfriends and abusers who actually slip abortion pills in the drinks of their victims, of their so-called girlfriends, or really their abuse victims, to try to force an abortion. So this is actually just another tool for abusers and another way to exploit women further.
When the public learns of how Mifeprex works, what it does not only to the child, but to the mother as well, how do polling numbers on the availability of chemical abortions tend to change, Lila?
Yeah, so this is really interesting. Live Action did a survey working with a reputable polling company that does a lot of surveys with thousands of different people from different backgrounds. And we had a pretty diverse background of folks, different ages, men and women, different political views, different religious views. And we discovered that when women learned the facts about the abortion pill and finding out what it does, like what Mifeprex actually does to the developing embryo, what it does to the woman's body, that there was almost 30%, 29 percentage points of a swing amongst suburban women, meaning 29% more women rejected the abortion pill and said they didn't support it, they didn't want it to be used by themselves or friends or anyone once they actually discovered what it did to the baby as well as the risks to the mother. And that's huge. That's 30%. That's almost a third of women, once they find out, who are more favorable to the abortion pill, they become opposed to it simply by knowing the facts. And that's because the facts are hard to find often. I mean, the abortion industry, Planned Parenthood, they're promoting this as sort of like a gentle miscarriage, as a heavy period. I mean, they really lie about the pill, the abortion pill, and then they certainly don't share the risks. And they, of course, don't talk about the humanity of the baby or the fact that this is the growing baby with a beating heart and beginning to have firing neurons and brain waves. That's not discussed. But when women hear that, there's a 30% swing among suburban women, especially saying, wow, I didn't know that. And now this makes me reject the abortion pill.
Finally, with about 30 seconds here, Lila, what can our listeners do to help reach that goal of getting the FDA to yank Mifeprex off the shelves?
Thank you so much. Yes, we are calling on the FDA to pull the abortion pill. This deadly drug from the market does not belong in the homes of women and girls or anywhere in the United States. And you can join us. Go to liveaction.org. There's a petition there, The Abortion Pill Kills. There are thousands, tens of thousands. I think we're at over 30,000 people who have signed the abortion pill petition to call on the FDA to ban the drug. And we need your name. So you can find that at liveaction.org.
Lila Rose is president of Live Action, co-author of a recent column for The Federalist titled Abortion Pills Are So Dangerous to Women the FDA Should Yank Them from the Market. You can read it and find out more about Live Action and sign that petition at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Talk On Demand Archives. Lila, thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having me.
Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll discuss media coverage of Jerry Falwell Jr. and his resignation from Liberty University. Terry Matting will be our guest of Get Religion, and we'll continue our series on the words of Scripture, talking about the word light in the Bible with Pastor Will Wheaton of The Word of the Lord Endures Forever. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Hey, Todd, what have our listeners noticed first when visiting the LPR studios?
Definitely the small size and the dirt.
Well, not anymore. Thanks to our friends at the Cleaning Authority. They've turned this man cave into a space that meets even our wives' approval.
Whether it's our office or your home, the Cleaning Authority is your cleaning service provider in the St. Louis area.
To schedule a free estimate or to find out more, visit thecleaningauthority.com. thecleaningauthority.com.
Trinity Orchard Farm is settled between two rivers, showing the way to the water of life. For worship that is reverent, relevant, and refreshing like pure water, or for excellent education in a unique setting, check out our church and school. We're just 5 miles north of Highway 370 on Highway 94 in St. Charles County. Visit us on the web at trinityorchardfarm.com. That's trinityorchardfarm.com. Our phone number is 636-250-3350.